Tavern, this is Kelly. How may I help you?
This is Frank Garrett.
This is what?
Frank Garrett.
Frank is right here. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Frank!
Huh?
Hello, you stupid motherfucker, you.
Oh, hi.
You little cowardly motherfucker, you.
Excuse me?
Come on up and kick my ass, would you?
Want me to kick your ass?
Yeah, I bet you would.
What?
You can do that. You know where I live. Come get me.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Bring it on and come see me.
Me? This is a bar, sir. I don't really know who you are. But if you'd like to suck my cock, I'm at work. If you'd like to come, you know, take care of that for me. I'll have to charge you for it, though.
How would you like to kiss my little fat ass?
No, if you want me to kiss your ass, like, that'll be extra with my blowjob.
You know something? Fuck you.
I don't know, buddy. I think that'll be really extra. I don't think you can afford me.
Look, asshole, I got enough money to burn a written you with. What the hell would I want your money for?
I don't know, man. I think my dick makes more money in, like, you know, 5 minutes than you have, like, in the last 10 years. So, I don't know. I think I'm a little out of your tax bracket there, guy.
And you know my name, you know where I live, and you ain't gonna scare me over the telephone, big boy.
Anyway, you called me, so I'm on. I mean, if you'd like to come suck my dick, fuck me, and have me kiss your ass, that will be probably whatever you've collected from unemployment this year.
Listen, you tongue-tied son of a bitch, ain't you got something better to do?
Nah, I got a job. I don't bother with rednecks like you. Have a nice night.
Hey, who am I calling?
Tavern, sir?
How are you?
I'm good. Would you like to make a carry-out?
Nope. I want to kick your ass.
He's back, dude.
Come on up and kick my ass, would you?
I don't really want to, man. That'd be like, you know, that'd be a hate crime.
But you have something better to do.
You're the one calling me. Don't you have something better to do?
Yeah, I'm going to kick your goddamn ass up between your shoulder blades.
Okay, I'm waiting. What's going to happen?
Why don't you come down and see me?
Where are you? I'll come visit you right now. Where are you living?
Don't call me anymore, you stupid cocksucker.
Well, I told you, someone used the phone to call you. It was an older guy with gray hair. Like I said, I'm a bartender, buddy.
He's the one that called you, ignorant bastard, you.
Oh, dude, like I said, I didn't call you. This is a business.
Why don't you come see me?
Okay. Well, if you'd like me to come see you, give me your address.
You know what you're going to do when you get out of your goddamn wheelchair? You're going to fall, you son of a bitch, and I hope you do.
Oh, man, I'm a quite a virile young man, actually. You're the one who sounds like you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'm 72.
What?
Oh, hell, you're just a baby. I'm 72.
Exactly. I'm 32, actually. You really want to fuck with someone 40 years younger than you? You'll, like, die at the sight of me.
Nope. You wormy cocksucker, pimple-faced wormy cocksucker, you. I want to kick your ass.
But if you call again, I'm going to have this number blocked, and if you threaten me again, I'm going to have you arrested. So you take care, old man.
You know something? Fuck you.
Merry Christmas.
And I know one piece of shit. He's on that end of this line.
Excuse me?
Don't call me anymore, you stupid cocksucker.
No, sir. We never call. The customer used the phone to call someone else. That may have been who called you.
No. I want to kick your ass.
What are you going to do? Fucking gum me to death, you old motherfucker?
You can't even speak English, you son of a bitch. Get you another nose full of dope or something.
What do I look like?
Yeah, I'm going to kick your goddamn ass up between your shoulder blades.
You're going to do what?
How about your mama won't recognize you when I get through with you?
Oh, I don't know, but, anyway, I mean, I'm here all night if you want to stop by.
You can do that. You know where I live. Come get me.
I don't know who you are, sir. I mean, you were talking to my bar back earlier. He had no idea who you were. I really don't have any idea who you are.
I don't call your house, and you rang my number, so what the hell do you want?
Like I said, a customer used the phone earlier to call, and I think that may have been you.
And you know my name, you know where I live, and you ain't going to scare me with a telephone big over.
No, I honestly don't know your name, and I don't know where you live.
Come on up and kick my ass, would you?
No, I don't want to do that, actually.
Hey, I bet you're an old fat woman, aren't you? And you're probably ugly, too.
You think I'm an old fat woman?
That's what I said, yeah.
I don't know, baby. That's not what you said to me last night when I had my dick up your ass. You were loving it.
You're a psychiatrist? You gonna analyze me?
No, I mean, you were telling me how much, like, your wife didn't do it for you, and I hooked you up, you know, a little tube steak up that ass, and you were like, Merry Christmas, and I was like, Merry Christmas to you, and now you're calling me, talking to me like that. That really hurts my feelings, you know that?
Oh, fuck you, Merry Christmas. I hope Santa Claus shits on you.
No, come on, baby, don't talk to me like that. You know I love you.
I hate your goddamn guts for that day.
CelebrityPrankCalls.com
Idiots. It's for you.